music in the coming weeks in different parts of the country. Fáinne Gaeling. Start off tonight though with music from an album which I played for you at least once, possibly a couple of times when it was released a few months ago, but returning to it tonight because I've been listening to it a bit during the week and there's some great music on it. Harmonica is the title of the album. The harmonica player in question is Mick Kinsella. That's from Mick Kinsella's harmonica album released just a couple of months ago, and a very eclectic selection of tunes on that. There's traditional Irish music, traditional American music, there's bits of jazzy music, there are slow airs, newly composed music, but it's a very fine album indeed. Canyon Moonrise, the title of that piece, a piece of music composed by a great guitar and mandolin player from the United States by the name of John McCann. Harmonica there from Mick Kinsella. Speaking of the United States, our first singer on tonight's programme is a native of Detroit in Michigan. Kathy Ryan is her name. She spent a couple of years as a member of the band Cherish the Ladies, but for the last few years has been developing a solo career and has recorded a number of solo albums. From the most recent of those, The Music of What Happens, this is a traditional song which she learned from the singing of Paddy Tunney called Lovely Willie.
Happened one evening at the playing ball, when first I met Willie, both proper and tall. He was neat, fair and handsome, and straight in each limb. There's a heart in my bosom lies breaking for him. short piece of the road to see my father's dwelling and place of abode. You could tell by her looks and her languishing eye that he was the young man she had cherished most high. Lovely Willie laid in. The message was chanted to clear his soul of sin. You honored Father, you may stay as you will. But the innocent blood, my love, you did spill.
Kathy Ryan there from Detroit in the United States, and the story of Lovely Willie from her album The Music of What Happens. Now, last week on the programme we heard some great music recorded in the home of Bridie Lafferty on the Home Farm Road in North County Dublin in the late 1950s by Ciarán MacMahona, and I mentioned that we'd be returning to that session and here to hear some more of the music and indeed some chat on tonight's edition of the programme. Well, the last piece that we heard last Friday night featured the fiddle playing of the late John Kelly, and he was accompanied on piano by Sean McGuire. And Sean McGuire was there not just in his capacity as a piano accompanist, but he was also recorded by Ciarán playing some fiddle tunes and Bridie Lafferty herself on piano accompaniment. We're going to hear several selections from Sean McGuire tonight, starting off with a selection of reels here. The first one is Hand Me Down the Tackle. Thank you. Great stuff there from the late 1950s, Bridie Lafferty's house in Home Farm Road, and Bridie Lafferty herself on piano on that selection there, accompanying Sean Maguire on fiddle. Three selections of reels. Well, first of all, you heard Hand Me Down the Tackle and Reeves, then Lucy Campbell, and the last reel there played was The Boys of the Lock. And we'll stay with Sean and Bridie for the next few minutes on the programme as well. And more tunes, more reels coming up shortly, but he starts off first of all here with that great hornpipe, The Banks.
Thank you. Yeah, but that, without losing his
shirt.
Without saying something.
Finishing off there with the real Miss Monaghan, Sean McGuire on fiddle and Bridie Lafferty on piano. We're not leaving Bridie Lafferty's house, but we are leaving Sean McGuire and Bridie for the moment. In fact, that's all we'll hear from Sean and Bridie on the programme tonight. But staying in the house and at the same session that night, Ciarán MacMahon met up with John Clark, an old piper and pipe maker from County Meath who had lived for many years in Dublin when this interview was recorded. He was a frequent attender at the old St. Mary's Club, which used to meet in Church Street in Dublin every Wednesday night. And Ciarán talked, and we'll hear a tune from John. But first of all, Ciarán MacMahon in conversation with John Clark.
Well, anyhow, John, before you start playing at all, tell us something about... I'd say you're over 60, are you?
I'm over 60. Put another 60 to the back of it. 120.
Well,
they want a couple of years of 120.
All jokes, though. What age are you?
What age am I? I'm 82.
God bless you. Well, are you not a native of Dublin?
No. I'm a native of the Hill of Tara, County Meath, down near Navan.
Kilmessan side?
Yes, exactly. No, you're near it.
Well, now, when did you come to Dublin?
I came in the year 1900.
As a young lad? Well, you weren't too young.
I was married. Come on.
Well, now, all about these pipes... Did you know?
Served me time to Lee Rosen's father, Willie Rosen. I went to him 4 nights a week for 20 years. I was taught then with one of the best pipers ever was in Ireland, Nicholas Markey.
In Dublin.
He was in Dublin, but he was taught with the great, what do you call the man from the road that made the pipes?
Taylor.
Taylor taught him, and he was a pupil of Taylor and he outclassed Taylor. Yeah. You heard him, Paddy.
I did, yeah.
Nicholas Markey.
Well, what sort of a man was he?
He was an old man. Used to work on the corporation.
And before you came to Dublin, did you hear any pipers?
No, I did hundreds of them. There was nothing in the country or in Dublin at that time. There was a club in Parnell Square, and there was 350 members in it. And there were all pipers, fiddlers, and flute players. And if you went in with an accordion, you'd be thrown out on the window. They wouldn't let you go out the door.
Well, what do they call that club?
Piper's Club. It was Rutland Square at that time. wasn't Parnell Square. Yeah. And there was, and Eamon Kent, that was executed here in the rebellion, was the secretary.
But there was a man named Michael Deegan in it.
There was, yes. Mm-hmm. There was.
Well, now, did you know that the Meat Pipers are loud?
Oh, I knew them. I knew him, a great piper named Manning. He used to make pipes, too.
Where did
he was a cousin of the Coyne, the great pipe maker. He lived near the town of Atboy. And there was a man named Newman, another man named Beggs.
Where did they live?
Well, nearly in the centre of the four towns, between Navan, Kells, Trim and Atboy.
Did you know the wards of Drogheda?
I did well, Pat Wawart. Used to play a double chant, and I often went down to him here of a Sunday from Dublin.
Down to Drogheda?
He lived this side of Drogheda, about 4 miles. He was killed going from a football match, crossing the road and a motor struck him.
Yeah, well, hadn't he a brother then, the Dowser Ward?
Yeah, the Dowser Ward used to travel around the country playing a fiddle. Mm-hmm. But he was a first-class.
Did you ever hear...
Pat Ward was a pupil of Taylor also. And another man, the name of Nicholas Marty from RD. Paddy Brophy knew all them.
Well, now, in Dublin itself, in those early days, who were the other pipers?
Well, Willie Rowson was outstanding and at that time. Tom Rowson. There was... I couldn't mention all of them. This.
Yeah, well, when did you start to make the pipes, apart from playing them?
It'll be nearly 60 years ago.
And you're
Willie
still
Rowson taught me how to make them and play them. Then I went...
And you're still making them, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't make reeds and do little jobs like that. Oh, we have a few men here can make them. There's a man named McKeon and Matt Keon, and he's good at them. Because I made that whole canter. I have a whole set of pipes in them.
You made your own pipes?
Oh, I did, yes.
I
made pipes and sent them to America. 4 or 5 sets, and I sent them to every county in Ireland. I sent 9 or 10 different sets to the County Galway, where you came from. I knew Martin Riley and John Riley. They were both blind men, and Dennis Delaney from Ballinasloe. I often met reads for Denny Delaney.
No way.
An old man.
Well, did you see Martin O'Reilly?
I did indeed. An old, he was blind. The three of them were stone blind.
Yeah, well, what sort of a man was he to look at?
Yeah, he was an old shook man.
Mm-hmm. He used to play a thing called the Battle of Ockram.
Oh, he used. I know, but I couldn't think of it now. Paddy Brophy, you played that.
I used to, John.
You do and do it.
And John Riley, he was from Dunmore,
he was.
Well, no, Eamon Kent, did you know
him? Eamon Kent, he was the secretary of the club at that time, and he was executed here in the rebellion. Mm-hmm.
Well, did he play the Eamon Pipes
he
himself?
He did, and played for the Pope. He went to Rome to play, he played both pipes, the
war pipes
and the Irish Union pipe. And there was over 300 members around the time it was broke up. And that was in 1916.
Well, why did it break up that time?
The rebellion. Yeah. And then we started in Thomas Street over Thompson's Cake Factory. And the Black and Tans put us out of that. And then they went down to Ellie Place.
Yeah.
And then they came from that to Thomas Street.
Yes, and you meet Cathal Garvey's tobacco shop?
Yes.
In Frederick Street?
Oh, they did, yeah.
And
for
start.
A short time. Mm-hmm. And I had the great Mrs. Kenny from your country, and she was outstanding.
The fiddle player?
Yes.
Wasn't she the daughter of a piper?
She was, and then she had a daughter of a piper, and she was married herself to a piper.
Did you ever
he wasn't much of a piper, he was a diplomat.
Did you ever hear any of the Cashes?
Oh, did I, John, old John, Jim Cash's son. Mm-hmm. And had these Dorans, and there was, one of them was killed here in Dublin, he died. He's over in Scotland at the present time. Grandsons of John Cash's.
That's right.
Oh, did the Cash's, I wouldn't say. And I knew a man then, he won the championship of Ireland 5 times from the Leitrim. And he was 6'8" in height, and he was 22 stone weight. And he used to sit on in pots, and he'd be sleeping in an ordinary, and they'd have to get a little table and put it at the end of the pillars, and his legs would be out of both. That's no cause. He was 8, and he was very near as big as all the men that's here tonight. He wouldn't win on that door.
What was his name,
John? What was his name?
Mulvey.
He came from the same place as Tom Mulliver.
He's from Mulvey.
John Clark there, I'm sure. That's the tune. That's the tune of the song Oro Buglimi, a tune which you're apparently known by the title Moira Bogarty. And he lived in Dublin for many, many years, but he certainly never, ever loved County Meath accent. That's the late John Clark there talking in relation to Ciarán MacMahony. He was 82 years of age. That recording was made in the late 1950s. Now, we've just one more to play for you from this recording in Home Farm Road, the late 1950s. And you may have heard a couple of times during that interview Clark refer to Paddy. And the Paddy that he was referring to, Abel, if you were listening very carefully, to hear him replying to a couple of the things that John Clark said, was Paddy Bon O'Brien. Paddy Bon O'Brien, who was, I suppose, as a dancer. But we're going to listen to him here now playing the harmonica, accompanied by Bridie Lafferty once again on this reel. Bon O'Brien there on harmonica, accompanied once again by Bridie Lafferty on piano with that reel there, and Ciarán MacMahony made those recordings in the late 1950s in Bridie Lafferty's home Farm Road in North Dublin, a great music house indeed, and lots more music from the archives coming up on this programme over the coming weeks and months as well. And the next piece that we have for you in returning to the songs now is a bit of an archive piece itself really, because this was featured on an album which was originally released by Mulligan Records in 1976 by the late great Liam Weldon. And it was released on vinyl at that stage and was only available on vinyl for many, many years. And then, of course, with vinyl going out of the shops and that, and a lot of people's copies of it, I suppose, being damaged from overuse and abuse and everything else, it really wasn't available at all except as a collector's item over the last number of years. But thankfully, Mulligan Records have now re-released it on CD since the year before last. And it's a wonderful addition to anybody's music collection, Dark Horse on the Wind by Liam Weldon. From that, tonight, we're going to hear Liam singing Barbie Allen.
'Twas early in the month of May, when the green buds they were swelling, young Jemmy grows on his then paddy lay, for the love of Barbie Allen. He called the seven to his side. He called the seven by him. his servant went into the town, to the inn where she dwelt within. My master sing for love of you. If your name is Barbary Allen, slowly, slowly she arose, and slowly she came nigh him. I'm greatly feared, young man, said she. Ah, young man, you are undying. Now when he'd heard his fatal words, young man, you're dying. He turned his face into the wall, and he bursted out crying. Do you recall in yonder town, in my father's tavern dwelling, you gave sweet wine to the ladies there, but you slighted Barbary Allen? Well, I recall down in the town, in your father's tavern dwelling, sweet wine I gave to the ladies there, but my heart to Barbary Allen. Slowly, slowly she went home, and she heard the death bell knelling at every toll. It seemed to say, ah, cruel Barbary Allen. And the very next day, down in the town, she saw his funeral coming. Will you lay him down this one last time, so that I may look upon him? Father, Father, make my grave, and make it long and narrow. Young Jem is dying for love of me. I will surely die of sorrow. They laid him then in the old graveyard, and beside him on the morrow they laid her there, Barbary Allen so fair. For 'twas true, she died of sorrow.
Isn't that wonderful? The late Liam Weldon there, 1995, he passed away, and that was the song Barbary Allen there from his album recorded back in 1976. Now, plenty of musical events taking place over the next couple of weeks. It's got really busy indeed, and we've lots to tell you about, so let's get going. Tradfest 2001 is on in Cork City. It started last Wednesday night and featured the final concert by the group Nomos, who have now broken up, not playing together anymore. But anyway, Tradfest continues over the weekend, and tomorrow night Nancy Spains will host the main festival concert. North Craig, Slide and a new band called Kaidruff will be the main attractions there tomorrow night in Nancy Spains. And Sunday afternoon in the lobby then concludes the official festival. Maurice Egan, Frieda Hatton and Fergal O'Neill will be playing there, along with Michelle Burke, young Cork singer, and a new band called Donham, and they'll be finishing off the official proceedings at UCC's Irish Traditional Music Society's Tradfest 2001. Now, Peabody Illan have a new series of Saturday night concerts. These concerts take place in the Peabody Illan's headquarters, 15 Henrietta Street in Dublin, and they start at 8:30 and continue until 10:15. And tomorrow night, Noel Hill on concertina and Brian McGrath on piano will be the special guests. And then the following Saturday night, Paul McGrathine on fiddle, Oisín McCauley on Oisín McCauley on fiddle, and singer Sean Garvey will be the special guest. But it's Noel Hill and Brian McGrath there tomorrow night. Now, on Sunday afternoon between 3:30 and 6:30, if you fancy a bit of dancing, you could make your, and you're in the Dublin area, you could make your way out to St. Marnoch's GAA Club. That's in Port Marnock, and the Abbey Cayley Band will be playing there for set dancing between 3:00 and 6:30, and that's especially to send children, disadvantaged children, to Lourdes. I mentioned Brian McGrath there, that he'd be playing with Noel Hill tomorrow night, and he'll also be playing a number of concerts during next week with John Carty. We have spoke to John Carty here on the programme a few weeks ago, and he was telling us that he would be doing some concerts to celebrate the release of his new album. And John, with Archie Midlin and Brian McGrath, will be in the Roisin Dove in Galway next Monday night, the 5th of February, in the Moving Stairs in Boyle in County Roscommon, again with Archie and Brian, on Wednesday the 7th of February, and then in Matmalloy's in Westport, and this is a double bill with Kevin Burke, and John will be accompanied by Brian McGrath, and Kevin Burke will be accompanied by Jed Foley, and that's next Thursday night, the 8th of February, in Matmalloy's in Westport, and that will be a great, great night indeed. And speaking of Kevin Burke, John Murphy contacted us to say that Kevin Burke and Jed Foley will be playing in Colfer's Pub in Carrigabano, that's in South County Wexford, this coming Tuesday night, that's the 6th of February. And a new weekly session beginning in Dublin, yet another new weekly session beginning in Dublin, and this is organised by the Conservatory of Music and Drama in the Faculty of Applied Arts in the Dublin Institute of Technology. DIT's Irish Traditional Music Group start a new weekly session Tuesdays at the Portobello, South Richmond Street in Dublin, and starting this coming Tuesday night at 9:30, and all are welcome there. Sessions at the Shelter, that's in the Shelter in Vicar Street, every Thursday night, and this coming Thursday night, the 8th, the Cork and Clare band Calico will be there with special guest Eilish Moore, and that's this coming Thursday night. Friday night coming then, the 9th of February, in Dalkey Town Hall, there's a special concert in aid of Skull Lurkine in Monkstown, and the musicians playing there will be Noel Hill, Liam O'Mainley, Aileen McCran, Padraig O'Carroll, Maureen Ninshin and more. That's Dalkey Town Hall next Friday night, the 9th of February, in aid of Skull Lurkine. The band Sleeve Notes will be playing next Friday night in the Courthouse in New Ross in County Wexford at 8 o'clock. Saturday the 10th, they're in Drowsy Maggie's in Carrick and Shore. And Sunday the 11th, they're in the Corner House in Coburg Street in Cork. The band Providence, we've featured quite a lot of music from their first album, and their second album is due for release within the next week or so. A Fig for a Kiss is the title of the album, and they'll be launching it officially in the Spirit Store in Dundalk on Tuesday week, that's the 13th of February. Wednesday the 14th, they're in Molloy's in Westport. Thursday the 15th in the Pier in Lanesborough. Friday the 16th in the Lobby, and that short tour continues, and we'll give you the rest of those dates closer to the dates. And finally, just for two dates for your diary coming towards the end of February, the Gathering takes place in the Glen Eagle Hotel in Killarney from Thursday, February the 22nd until Sunday, February the 25th. There's a gathering of Sliabh Lochra musicians, there's a concert with Daidanan, there's a concert with Mairead and Sreen and Ihonel and Dervish, set dancing workshops and lots of Cayleys over the weekend there. And the same weekend, the Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival takes place from the 23rd until the 25th of February in Glen Dundalk in County Wicklow. Loads and loads of pipers coming together for that weekend, which is a tribute really to the Doran family, especially to Johnny and Felix Doran. Now, let's return to the music, and this is Charlie Lennon and Johnny Connolly together. Two tunes that Charlie Lennon composed. The first of them, A Jig for Johnny, especially for Johnny Connolly, and the second one is called Finn from Ferrymount, for an old friend of Charlie Lennon's, Pat Finn, who played music with Charlie for many years in Liverpool and London. A Jig for Johnny and Finn from Ferrymount, Charlie Lennon and Johnny Connolly. ¶¶ Jig for Johnny and Finn from Fairymount there, two jigs composed and performed by Charlie Lennon, with Johnny Connolly on melodeon there and Charlie doubling up on piano accompaniment on that track as well. That's about all we've time for on tonight's edition of the programme. Hope you enjoyed the music and the chat, and that you'll be joining us again next week on The Late Session. I'm going to leave you with a selection of reels from Matt Malloy, Paddy Murphy's wife, The Gravel Walks and The Musical Priest. Late Session, presented by Áine Hennessy, was produced by Peter Brown.
John B. Keane's hilarious comedy, The Matchmaker.